Okay, let's unpack this. We are diving into two of the most important shots in golf, the fade and the draw. And we've been digging through some great tactical advice, mostly from the Golf Day Buddy app. And our whole mission here is to show you why you really need to master these shots.
Especially here.
Exactly, to conquer the golf courses right here in South Africa. What's so fascinating is how curving the ball is, well, it's kind of your secret weapon against the local conditions.
It absolutely is. Let's start with the fade. So that's the shot that curves from left to right.
It's a control shot.
The control shot, precisely. And it's more than just the mechanics. It's about when you use it. So think about playing inland, maybe at a course like the Pretoria Country Club.
Okay.
When you've got a strong wind coming at you, that fade with its, controlled spin, it keeps the ball flight lower. It helps it pierce through the wind.
So it doesn't just get eaten up and thrown into trouble.
Exactly. It prevents it from ballooning up into the air.
And I found this really interesting in the source material. It actually suggests that for a clean fade, especially on higher ground like you find on the Highveld, you should grab a longer club.
Yeah, like a 5 iron.
A 5 iron, right. It helps keep that path stable when the air is thinner and wants to lift the ball.
Precisely. So, if the fade is all about stability and control,
Then the draw must be for power.
it's all about maximizing your distance. The draw starts out a little to the right and then curves back left, and that gives you a ton of roll once it lands.
Okay, but hold on. If the draw is so great for adding all that yardage, why would you ever choose the fade? I mean, doesn't that closed club face for the draw mean you risk?
A nasty hook.
Yeah, a really wicked hook if your timing is just a little bit off.
That's a great question. And yes, it's definitely higher risk, but the reward, especially on coastal courses, is just immense.
Okay.
You need that extra distance, that extra roll, to get out of the thick rough or to navigate those long, tight fairways. Think about a tough drive at Royal Cape Golf Club in the Western Cape. Nailing a draw there can turn a really difficult par four into, a real chance for a birdie.
So if we pull back a bit, this all connects to the bigger picture of South African golf. The environment here is just, it's a huge factor.
Oh, for sure.
The material we looked at from the Golf Day Buddy app makes it clear that the wind, especially down in the Cape, demands you have both shots.
Right. A fade can fight a crosswind that would normally push a straight shot way off course. It just holds its line so much better.
And what about elevation?
Well, we can't ignore that. Playing up on the Highveld or in Mpumalanga, the air is thinner.
So the ball flies
It
farther.
flies farther, but it also lifts more, which can make it really hard to be consistent. So by regularly practicing both the fade and the draw in these places, you build this muscle
So
memory.
you're not even thinking about it on the course. Your body just knows what to do.
Your body just adjusts exactly.
And that adaptability, that's where the real competitive edge comes in, isn't it?
Absolutely.
When you can hit a big draw for distance on one hole, then switch to a precise fade to avoid a bunker on the next, you're ready for anything.
You are, especially in big events like the Sunshine Tour, that versatility is key.
So I guess the core takeaway for you is this. It's all about tactical versatility, mastering the fade for precision and the draw for power right here on your home courses.
It just means you're going to play better golf no matter what the wind or the terrain is doing that day.
Right.
Which, it raises an interesting question. If the terrain can change how your ball slides that much, how can visualizing the shot before you even swing help build your confidence and make you feel ready for any course anywhere in the world?
Something to think about until your next round. And remember, this whole deep dive came straight from the data we found in the Golf Day Buddy app.